Gone Too Far by Suzanne Brockman, read by Deborah Hazlett. Disc 1.
Prologue. Fort Worth, Texas, 1984. His lunch pail was empty. Again. Roger Starrett quickly closed it and latched it back up, looking around the middle school cafeteria, praying no one had seen. He'd thought his mother was okay this morning. He'd heard her moving around in her bedroom while he was getting dressed. And there were definite signs of life in the kitchen. A cigarette still smoldering in the ashtray. His beat-up lunch pail standing out on the counter, looking ready to go. He'd grabbed it on his way out the door, late for school, not noticing, again, that it was unusually light. His stomach rumbled as he got up from the table, joining the line of kids who'd wolfed down their PB&J and were now shuffling past Mrs. Hollings, Kingsgate Middle School's own personal checkpoint Charlie. She narrowed her eyes at Roger from her perch atop her stool. No doubt she'd noticed him coming into the cafeteria just a few moments ago. She always noticed him.
"You finished your entire lunch?"
"Yes, ma'am." He opened his lunchbox, Exhibit A. Not a crumb in sight.
"You mean old bitch." "Go on, then, but I'm watching you."
"No kidding." Roger walked outside, purposely keeping his pace slow and steady until he went around the corner of the building and out of her line of sight. And then he was free. He broke into a dead run as he hit the cracked asphalt, heading past it and onto the football field, toward the creek and the woods back behind the school. If he hauled ass, he could make it all the way home, check on his mother, grab himself a quick bowl of cornflakes. He knew there were some in the cabinet because he'd had them.